Grace and peace to you from God our Father and our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. Wretched man that I am, cried the Apostle Paul in the second reading for today. We can hear the anguish in his words. More than that, I'm certain that we all can relate. It's not just junkies and winos who are out of control, you know. Who among us hasn't experienced the struggle of knowing what is true, what is good, and what is beautiful, but not pursuing these things? Whether from apathy or ignorance, accident, or just outright rebellion, we don't think and do what is right. Just look around at this world, and even scarier, in the mirror. Worse still, not only do we not pursue what is right, we revel in what we know to be untrue, bad, and ugly. And this we do continually. To use Peter's words, we're like sows wallowing in the mire, or like a dog returning to its vomit. Well, God is never mocked. We reap what we sow, and not surprisingly, our burden becomes unbearable. And our words become those of the apostle, wretched man that I am. In response to Paul's confession, he asks, who will rescue me from this body of death? And Paul's question is also our question. And the answer is very specific, and an answer is the most important find that we'll ever have in this world. You see, the answer is not in the collective wisdom of the world. In both Jesus' day and our own, the wisdom of the world is fickle, and it is apt to change in the twinkle of an eye. John the Baptist didn't drink and eat with sinners, and people said he was crazy with a demon. Jesus did eat and drink with sinners, and people called him a fat drunk. How do you like that? Never satisfied and continually calling the bad good and the good bad, those people. Think things are better today? Well, just turn on the television, and your dreams will be dashed rather quickly. You'll see the same exact thing. Or perhaps even worse. In our world today, men are called women, and women, men. Sexual immorality is called a fundamental human right. Murder of the unborn is called health care. Authority is called bad, and lawlessness is called good. On and on it goes, all in a sad race right down to the bottom. It is certain that the people in this old world will never provide the right answer to Paul's question. And neither will God in general. The God who hides his salvation from the deserving and gives it to the undeserving, Jesus tells us. You don't want God Almighty in nature, where he can be gentle as an evening sea breeze and violent as a hurricane in the span of just a few minutes. You don't want God in his law either. His law that is right and just to be sure, but unrelenting and exposing and condemning every sin, no matter how cleverly hidden in the deepest recesses of the conscience. No, you don't want God in his naked majesty, as Luther was fond of saying. So who will rescue you and me from this body of death? Answer, Jesus Christ. Paul tells us that the only one who can save bound sinners like us is Jesus Christ. All things have been handed over to him by the Father, meaning Jesus Christ is the judge of all, and there is no salvation apart from him, not in people, not God in general, not in anything or anyone else other than Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ alone is the gracious face of God Almighty. Still, we're not quite out of the woods just yet. The grace and mercy of God isn't obtained by our choice, Jesus tells us. Instead, the recipients of God's grace and mercy are only those whom Jesus chooses. And so we must take stock. We must ask questions. We are wretchedly bound to our sin. The people of this world cannot save us from our sin and death. God in general will not save us from our sin and death. Only Jesus Christ, the one to whom all things have been handed over, can deliver us from sin and death if he chooses to do so. And so, we weary and heavily burdened ones come straight to the heart of the matter. Does Jesus Christ choose to give God's grace and mercy to me? Well, by the authority of the gentle Christ, and for his sake, I say to you that the answer is yes. By the authority of the one to whom all things have been handed over, I say to you that you are forgiven unconditionally, that is, without condition, by Jesus Christ. There at the font, we moved it. There at the communion rail, here from this pulpit, the gospel rings out for you. You are yoked with Jesus Christ, and he bears the weight and the burden of your sin, your death, and the accusation of the evil one against you. And in exchange, he has given you peace with God. Now, isn't his yoke easy? Isn't his burden light? And all this for you. Amen.